Hello, everyone. Today is January 9th, 2024. On behalf of everyone here at BITS, let me say Happy New Year and welcome to the first MacBytes presentation for 2024. My name is Brad Snyder, and I'm here with my co-host or sidekicks or whatever. Well, like they call themselves, I got both Sri Roy and Pete Lane here with me tonight. Hello, hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great. How's everybody tonight?
Survived New Year's and the holidays, and you've made it out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We have our Zoom host joining us tonight, Marcy Duty. Hello, Marcy.
Hello. How is everybody doing tonight?
Thank you for being at the controls. You know, there's a little bit of Mac news. We had the big Scary Fast event. We talked about that back before the holidays, all the new Macs. I did see in the news, they're talking about the new iMac, MacBook Pros, M3, the M3 Pro and the M3 Max, but nothing for the studio. I have read that they are expecting a, what is it, an M3 Ultra or the Mac Studio, which means there will probably be an update to the Mac Studio with the M3 Max as well. Then all the other big news has been Vision Pro.
And they're going to drop the Pro, I hear.
Well, what do you mean, the MacBook Pro computer?
No, the Vision Pro. They're going
Vision
to change
Pro,
the
yes,
name
yes.
to
well, when
just
I'm talking about
the Apple
Mac
Vision.
Ultra, actually, the article I read said no mention of anything for the Mac Pro. Of course, they're always wondering about the future of that one. But yes, Vision Pro. I read an article today that says they will officially start doing... you can go to an Apple store on February 2nd and start being, apparently you have to go be fitted for them. They have some kind of thing. I don't know. It's not a Mac thing, but everybody's interested in it. I don't know about you guys. I'm kind of, it's awfully expensive and I'm going to take a wait and see before we decide if there's anything in this that'll help
definitely.
Blind vision impaired. It's
right.
$3,400. This is pretty steep, especially considering I've got some Envision glasses sitting here that I just don't use that often. So I just can't see. But we'll see how it goes. But we're here to talk about the Mac, and we have someone here amongst us who got a brand new shiny Mac for Christmas. So let's see how they're doing. Marcy, put you on the spot.
Marcy, oh,
tell
a
us
lot.
About your new Mac, and most
you pulled
importantly,
the trigger. Good for you.
How
I
are
did.
You doing? Because this is your first Mac.
This
so
is
how
my
are
first
you doing
Mac.
With it? Getting set up. Tell us about it.
I am liking it very much. I thank you very much for telling me that I just didn't need to touch it for 30 seconds and VoiceOver would come on automatically. That exactly happened. It was so cool. I could actually sign on to my web, choose everything that I needed to choose, and it came on for me. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Tell everybody which Mac you got.
So I got the M3 MacBook Pro with 16 gigabytes RAM, 512 gigabyte SSD.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. What did it cost you?
A good deal. Brad gave me a really good deal.
No, I didn't give her a good deal. I
sent
her
a... Yes, you did.
I sent her a notice from Apple Insider. She got it from B&H in New York.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I think, what was it, like $1,499 or something?
$1,500, exactly.
$1,500, yeah.
Yep.
They had a special where they bumped it up the RAM from 8 to 16 and something like that. So, and I think they bumped up the storage from 256 to, I think it starts at 256 to 512. Anyway, I saw that and said, ooh, I know somebody who's asking Santa for a new Mac. Well, very good. So you're getting used to VoiceOver and navigating. And
I've emailed some people on this call who teach class, and I'm ready to take the class in the spring, and I'm super
exciting.
So
exciting.
So is this new that you don't have to do anything to turn VoiceOver on? Is that a new
thing?
This
is what Brad told me, and so I just totally didn't touch it. I picked up the lid and then just let it sit
there. Yeah, it's been that way as long as I've been using a Mac. If you turn it on and don't touch anything, don't touch the keyboard. And after about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so,
VoiceOver just
VoiceOver
started talking.
will just start talking, and then it gives you a dialogue comes up, and you can either start the VoiceOver tutorial or dismiss VoiceOver, say I know how to use vo or I'm not using voice or something like that, or turn it
And
off.
I started the voiceover tutorial and went through each section of the
Yeah.
tutorial.
And it does, and it'll do that before you do the other initial setup. You know, what country are you in? What's this? You know, all those setup things. What language do you use? Please enter your Wi-Fi. So it's really pretty cool.
And I'm glad that it did that because going over the tutorial and let you know how to switch between those different things and how to tell it that this is what you wanted to select.
That's right.
So if you
And
touch it while it was before the 30 seconds, does it kill that setup then? Or
it just doesn't talk.
I see.
It's
You
just
have
like
to
you
do
do Command F5, I guess, to
yeah,
turn
then you
on
have to do
VoiceOver.
Command F5 to turn it on, or Command and hold the Command down and press the Touch ID sensor 3 times real quick, kind of like
Triple click on the phone.
yeah, well, kind of like the accessibility shortcut on a phone, yeah. And I
I
think
did not know
iPhone now
this.
does the same thing. If you turn it on and don't touch it, it'll start talking.
Did not know this. Thank you.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
showed me that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lift up the lid, and I'm not going to touch it. So I
Won't
totally didn't
touch it.
touch it, and VoiceOver totally came on.
Wow.
So,
And
Marcy, if
it's
someone is listening to this to us right now, and they're thinking about getting a Mac laptop, would you say the whole setup process is pretty straightforward and easy?
It is very easy, but you just have to go through the tutorial so that you can see that VO space will move you to the next options, and you'll use, I mean, the VO left arrow and VO right arrow to go next and previous, and then VO space to activate the option that you want to select.
And it taught you about interacting and stop interacting and some of those concepts that don't exist on other platforms with other screen readers.
Exactly. So definitely go over the tutorial. It's something that I can definitely recommend to people listening.
And
It'll
how
teach.
long did this whole process take you to get the laptop set up for you?
Oh, not very long at all. I mean, once I knew exactly what I was doing, I would maybe 10
I
minutes, 10,
remember the
15 minutes.
voiceover tutorial seemed painfully slow when I did it.
The speech is very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've got it programmed for a beginning user, which is totally normal.
Sure.
Right. And you can actually, if, well, you don't know this if you've never used it, you can use you can in use the speech attribute rotor to speed it up and things of that nature. But you know, if you're a new user, you don't know that. So they have it set pretty, I don't know what it is, 55, 50. It's pretty slow, so you can understand what it's saying. And which voice does it start out with? Is it
Samantha.
some Samantha? Did you figure, you know, it used to be that Alex was the default, but you now have to download Alex. I don't know if you figured that out yet.
I'm not there yet.
Well,
And did you set up
maybe
the
we'll.
fingerprint for it?
I did.
Was that pretty easy setup for our audience? Okay.
Very easy. It tells you exactly left, raise your finger, lift your finger, press your finger,
Tongue
lift your
talks you
finger.
right through it. Yeah.
Just a tip I have found, go through and using the very same finger, set up fingerprint number two. So you have the very same finger on fingerprint one and fingerprint two, and it eliminates. I found at least that it eliminates getting it. Say that it doesn't recognize your finger for some reason, you know, by doing the same finger 2 different times. I did that on the iPhone back when I had, you know, Touch ID iPhone. I learned to. Do the same finger, finger one and finger two.
And
And
Marcy, for you, would you buy anything external to that laptop, or do you think everything that you need to do is in that laptop for you?
so I went back to listen to some of the classes that were available on YouTube, and I figured out how to make the trackpad do what the iPhone does, so I can use a lot of the commands that I used on the phone. So I'm really happy with it. I like it a lot. I can't wait to learn more about it and to do more things with it.
Did you connect your, what is it, Camille? It's Mantis you have, right?
Yeah, I haven't connected the Mantis to it.
Okay. You'll get to it. And
I will. I'm inspired.
did you buy an external keyboard?
I did
Are
not.
you're
I'm
just
using
still
the
using the one that's on? It's a good keyboard. How's it
either that one
if
on the laptop or the one on the Mantis when I connected.
okay. Yeah.
I would suggest, also setting up a time machine.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You probably don't know what that is.
I
It
don't know what
does. There's
that.
some software inside it. If you connect a external drive to it, it will do a if you leave it connected, it will constantly do incremental backups, and it will back up your local hard drive to the external drive that you've designated as a time machine. There's also a way to set this up with a drive, a network drive that can be wireless or connected to your Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi. You know how a lot of Wi-Fi routers have a USB or an Ethernet port on the, you can connect drives through Ethernet or USB, and they can be designated as a network accessible drive, and you
We
can.
have Herbie with her hand up. Okay.
One point of caution, Marcy, you got to be careful because if you hit the wrong button on Time Machine, you'll end up in 1987.
That's
Mm.
oh,
Even
no.
without the DeLorean.
That's
Go ahead and see what Herbie's
right.
got.
Hey,
So.
Herbie.
Herbie, you're still muted.
Okay. I really should be doing this for my Mac, not the phone. So I also got a brand new Mac Mini M2.
Hey.
Yay.
Cool.
Tell us about it.
So it's a cute little box.
Yes.
Has some nice little ports in the front, including an air vent that looks like a USB port, but it's just an air vent. It's super quiet. I was a little bit surprised to find that, and I didn't realize that, like, it actually had Ventura on it, so not a Sonoma by default. So that was rather interesting. So I have to remember that if I ever have to reformat for any reason.
It's been sitting on a shelf someplace in inventory somewhere.
Yep. What's interesting though is it was custom made because it's like 16 gigs RAM, terabyte hard drive. So yeah, they I'm kind of a bit that's was us a surprise too. But yeah, they must have had it just sitting on the shelf ready to go.
Yeah,
And
you would
in
think they would
China
have updated
in
it.
Shenzhen, China, and then they send it to you.
Exactly.
Your voiceover didn't come on automatically, right?
My voiceover did not come on automatically. I had to didn't, I think it did do like the pre-talking thing, and then I just had to do a command F5, which I luckily at least knew to do.
Right. It didn't though. Did you connect a keyboard and everything to it before you turned it on?
I just connected a keyboard, and when I turned on VoiceOver, the first thing it asked me to do that I intend to use a mouse and/or a trackpad and whatnot, and I said nope. And then I had a very smooth setup process, got connected to Wi-Fi. Got signed into iCloud, all that jazz, and like moments. Now,
But the
it
first
helps that
time
I do
you
it on
turned it on,
right
did
after I
you
turned
let
it
it
on.
sit a
Yep.
while to see if it, and it didn't come on automatic? That's interesting.
No.
Interesting.
And you didn't need a mouse or a trackpad.
Nope, I did not need a mouse or a trackpad or a
Cool.
monitor.
Right. I knew you could get away without a monitor. I think I told you before, I've had last time I set up my wife's M1 iMac, I
Yep.
couldn't get it to do anything. And then I finally figured out, I don't know what dawned on me. Let's plug in a mouse and see what'll happen. And it all of a sudden started talking, and I was able to proceed with the setup and all that stuff. So
Yep. So now it's
glad they got rid of
interesting.
that.
Yep. So now, like, this one uses the Samantha voice now on the logon screen. So I got. But I got set up like a lot of things set up like almost right away. Like I got loopback and audio hijack set up so I could, and I had helped enough people that I knew what I was doing in the security window to go enable the switch the secure mode and all that.
Yep, that's tricky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thanks to me doing tech support with other people, I knew what I was doing. It was a little, it always seems to be a bit inconsistent to find that window, but I did it.
Well, how exciting. Now, you said you got the M2?
Yep.
Okay. How are you liking it? Is it fast?
Oh, yeah, it is fast. Bluetooth is a lot better on it, too, than my old laptop.
Which was, you had a i9 Intel. Right, with that top of the line i9, and really in the M2, you notice it's significantly faster than even the i9 processor.
I do actually, because I was starting to have issues with apps hanging up and stuff like that. Like I suspect if I used an older OS on the i9, that might bring it back to a faster thing. But I was having problems just in general, like with. Just the number. It's a processor level. I'm getting the commentary from the audience here, but it does respond better overall. And so I've noticed that, its overall responsiveness and just even doing actions, like, for instance, hosting on Zoom is now a breeze on that thing, like, because it just responds better overall. So I'm very impressed. I'm glad that I got it. I'm also more inclined now to use VoiceOver with Bluetooth and like some of the AirPods Max. Not all the time, because it's still better with a wired keyboard than with Bluetooth, but it's a lot better than what it was with the older Mac. And so I also like that. That's where I've also noticed some significances with like the speed and stuff. I will say that as an avid user of Dropbox and iCloud Drive, I don't use Time Machine myself. I just, because I have all my data backed up, and then with the apps and stuff, I needed to get new, in some cases, I need to get M1 versions of the apps anyway that I previously had. So Time Machine would not have helped in my case anyway. But...
So Herbie, yep. You've had laptops, right? This is your first?
Yes.
So how has your environment changed now that you went from a laptop world to a desktop world? Do you find it any different because now you can't easily move things around?
So I'll tell you how my environment's changed. So you should see my command center. I'm running 3 Macs now. One is a Windows machine. So I've got my old laptop sitting where they were sitting before, and then I've got my little desktop just sitting off to the side, but I can still access everything. So that is already a big change. It's weird having some USB-A ports back as well too, because my previous laptop did not have those. So I have some built-in USB-A ports. So at the moment, I've not needed an like one of those hub things. No, and I don't know if it's because it's a desktop and that's why Bluetooth is better, or, it's also, like I said, it's
newer.
Really, it's super quiet now, so the Mac does not make any noise. It's also a lot easier to pack, because I was in Washington State when I got the Mac. So it's a lot easier to pack up I was having fun. I was like, all right, I'm now carrying my first desktop. I was literally at carrying a desktop back with me in my backpack from Washington to Houston. Still have to take it out to be scanned, but I have missed the internal keyboard at times when I've had some keyboard issues. I will say that.
What kind of keyboard are you using with it?
The Apple Magic keyboard.
Okay, the full size?
Yep.
Okay. That's a Bluetooth, right?
Did you get one with the Touch ID sensor?
I have not gotten that yet. So far, I've not needed it, actually.
Okay.
Because my watch can unlock the Mac. And then, I mainly use it for, like, autofill and whatever. I'm thinking I'm still going to get one, though, just so I have a third keyboard. And that one, knowing the Touch ID might come in handy. But, so the other thing I will say I do miss is because like one time my desktop got unplugged. And so I do miss having, the battery as a backup, when if that ever happens, but that's only happened to me one time. So that's a couple of things to get used to with the desktop environment, but otherwise it's worked out really well for me.
Well, awesome. How exciting. New Macs for Christmas, both of you. Well,
Yes.
very good. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Herbie.
Yep.
I hate to put a stop to the talk about new Macs, but we have a little demo that I'd like to go ahead and proceed with. We're going to take a look at how we can use keyboard commanders. I believe we've talked about keyboard commanders in here at some point. It's always good to talk about stuff again. Tonight we're going, we talked about once about keyboard commanders, how they can just be used for, set up a command to open a program, open open mail with a keyboard command. I know there's several in there by default. It's set up for mail. There's one for Safari. There's some other things in there. But what I want to show in this demo here is there are a number of voiceover actions that do not have a way to do them straightforward with a keyboard command. Some of them can be done through the speech attributes rotor. And then another one, such as muting or unmuting your voiceover speech, requires you to enable the trackpad commander and do the three-finger double tap gesture. Well, wouldn't it be nice if there were keyboard commands for these things, such as toggling the unmuting and muting of voiceover speech, or increasing and decreasing voiceover volume relative to the system volume, or even increasing or decreasing voiceover speech rate. So let's take a look at that. I mean, there's all kinds of things. I just picked those three because those are a couple that I have discovered and I've been using. And they don't have native keyboard commands for them. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to start screen share. I have learned I could share my sound, but I'm often surprised that I'll have a low vision person and they want to see the screen. And so I'm going to go the, hold it, what is it? Why does it say host has disabled participant screen share?
But you're the host.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm the,
You're not a ho co-host anymore, or
oh,
somehow.
Marcy, can you make me a co-host?
Sorry, I can.
That's okay. That's why.
That's
I always
true.
screen share in here.
Oh, I made Pete and I just didn't make you, huh?
That's
That's
right.
okay.
Na 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 na.
Exactly.
So while you're getting that figured out, one other thing I forgot to mention that has definitely changed now with me running
Okay.
the M2 Mac.
All right, you are co-host now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Herbie. My
Herbie.
screen reader was talking. What'd you say?
I said I was just going to mention one other thing that has changed now with me using an M2 Mac, being able to run iPad apps on the Mac.
Right. That's right.
Wow.
We'll have to get you back on at another time and you can show us some of the things you've been doing with that. So anyway, I got my screen share going. I'm going.
Are you doing this on your phone, Brad, or on a Mac?
I'm going to share sound.
He's doing it on the Mac.
You are screen sharing.
Okay.
You are screen share. You
Okay,
have
I'm going
started
to do
screen share.
this.
Zoom.us has new system dialog. Finder.
Okay.
Desktop.
I'm going
Zoom
to
desktop links
open
alias.
everybody here in my voiceover.
Zoom transcend volume.
Hopefully you hear that well enough. I'm going to open my voiceover utility with VO and F8.
Opening voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Window. Utility categories. Table. Row 1 of 11. General. Selected. Has
Is
key.
that talking too fast? I hope not. I'm sure we all are used to listening to screen readers, so you're fine with that. When I open VoiceOver Utility, I'm on the categories table. We all know how to get to different categories.
Commanders.
I'm just going to type a CO and it'll go straight to commanders.
Trackpad
And then
selected tab numpad tab 2 of 4
there are four tabs.
keyboard tab 3 of 4
One I'm looking for is keyboard. The fourth one is
quick nav tab 4 of 4
QuickNav.
keyboard tab 3 of 4
Want keyboard.
selected keyboard tab 3 of 4
Okay.
quick nav tab 4 of 4 Enable keyboard commander. Checked. Checkbox.
Mine's turned on. There is a keyboard command to turn this on and off. It is VO shift K, and that will turn on your keyboard commander without having to open up VO utility. You may be familiar with VOK is keyboard help. Add a shift to it, and the VO shift K will toggle keyboard commander on and off. The next thing to look at here is
both option keys. Use pop-up button.
Both option keys. By default, it's set to the right option key. You can have it be the right option key, the left option key, or both, or either option key, I think it should be called. Because both, I had somebody ask me one time, does that mean you have to hold them both down at the same time? No, just means either. So I do that. That way I don't have to crisscross my hands. If I've just got one, I might have to reach across. And I don't like doing that. So I enabled both. Okay.
Keyboard commander, table, no selection.
Now I've got a table of keyboard commanders. There's a number of things in here. Some of them I've added. I have to interact with this table.
In keyboard commander, table, row 1 of 15, cap L, Lima.
Cap L.
Run a shortcut, list my community.
I've got that to set to run a shortcut. There's a number of things you can set up. I can set up a keyboard commander, like I said, to open an application, to run a command. I can set it up to run an Apple script or a shortcut. There's lots of things that you can do. And for the sake of time, we're just going to focus on a couple of voiceover items. So I've got, let's see, script.
Run Apple script, script, mute or unmute microphone, menu button.
Run a script.
Open application, clawback, menu button.
Okay, you see, I got it.
C.
I type a option key in a C, it'll open club
open
deck.
Application, open the text checker, menu button, open application, text edit, menu button.
Yeah, text edit, so I've got that. I think that letter
E.
I gave it an E for text edit because T was time.
Open application, run shortcut, list my
anyway,
community
you
events,
get
menu
the
button,
idea.
Out of
so
keyboard
let's
commander,
go down
table.
Here to
help button,
that's
remove help. Add button.
Add, okay.
Edit text, blank.
Now it has added a line to this table. And I'm going to set up one to mute and unmute my voiceover speech. Now, there's already an S, a lowercase S in here, and that's for Safari. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold down the shift key and type an S, and I'm going to make this be an uppercase S.
Cap S.
Cap S. Okay.
Menu button.
Now, it says menu button. So I'm going, I VO'd to the right arrow. To the VO right to the right. There's two columns here, one for the shortcut letter or key, and then the button. I'm going to open a menu, so I'm going to do VO spacebar.
Menu 15 items.
I got a menu with 15 items here.
General submenu.
General
information submenu.
And there, some of these can be pretty long. I think let's see.
General submenu. 83 items actions.
There's 83 items. Under the general category, okay?
Menu, 50, information, submenu. Information, submenu, 14 items, describe item and mouse pointer.
Okay, that's where menu, I'll find time item. In there, things of that, and describe item, you can imagine.
Navigation, submenu.
Navigation.
Text, submenu. Web, submenu. Find, submenu. Tables, submenu. Size and position, submenu. Audio, submenu. Braille, submenu. Visuals, submenu. Speech, submenu.
Speech, that's what I'm looking for. So I'm going to VO right arrow to open the submenu.
Speech, submenu, 8 items, decrease pitch.
It's got 8 items, it says. Okay. We're going to go down and we're going to look for mute, unmute voiceover speech.
Decrease rate. Decrease volume. Increase pitch. Increase rate. Increase volume. Mute speech toggle.
Mute speech toggle.
Closing menu. Closing menu. Mute speech toggle menu button.
And so I have now made one for mute speech.
Cap S.
Cap S. So what I'm going to do, just to get this out of the way, I'm going to VOH and hide my voice over utility
finder desktop.
And now if I hold down either of my option keys along with the shift key and I hit the letter S, it muted my voice over speech. It didn't say it when it muted it. Now when I unmute it, it still didn't say it. That's probably because I have screen share on.
Zoom desktop transcend volume.
Make sure it did do it when I let's do this. Okay.
Zoom desk transcend.
No, it didn't do it. I wonder why. It does it. When let's see if I.
Voice over utility. Voice over utility. Window. Mute speech toggle. Menu button.
I'm going to close voice over utility. I always hate it when I do these demos and it doesn't
work. Finder, desktop.
It should give you some feedback because mine does.
Okay, well, I wonder if it's doing something because I'm screen sharing.
Screen share, maybe.
Speech muted.
There it goes.
There you
Speech
go.
Unmuted.
There it goes.
Speech muted.
And I like it that it tells me I muted the speech.
Speech unmuted.
Okay. All right. So success. Okay, let's go back and...
Opening voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Window. Utility category. Commanders.
Okay, commanders.
Trackpad, numpad, keyboard, quick nav, tab, 4 of keyboard, tab, 3, selected, keyboard, quick nav, enable keyboard, both option keys, keyboard commander, table, no selection.
Let's make another one. Now, I find it useful, particularly when I'm on a Zoom call. Sometimes I want to adjust the volume of my voiceover speech because I may be on a call, the sound of my voiceover relative to the sound of the people on the voices on the Zoom call, I might find that it's best just to reduce my the volume of my voiceover relative to the system volume. So if I have to do anything, it's not just, really loud. So at least that's one of the things I like to do. So let's go down here. If I do, there's a couple of ways you can raise and lower voiceover speech. I got a habit I picked up from when I had a Touch Bar Mac was to hold down the VO modifier and the two keys to the left of the delete key on my MacBook Pro. I'm using a 2021 M1 MacBook Pro. And that's the key, the one to the left of the immediately to the left of the delete key is the plus when you hold the shift key down, equal sign without the shift key. And then the next one to the left is the hyphen or minus key, and it's a underscore when you hold down the shift. And so when I just hold VO and touch either one of those, the one on the immediately to the left of the delete key will increase my voiceover volume. Let's listen. It get louder. Well, it just makes a pop. That's my system volume, excuse me, not my voiceover volume. Okay. So I'm going to use those same two keys. All right. But I'm going to do it so I'll have to hold the shift key down. So, but I'll use the same two keys to increase and decrease my voiceover volume as I use to increase and decrease my system volume. So
add button, keyboard commander to add button.
Add.
Edit text, blank.
Okay, first one I'm going to do is decrease my voiceover volume. So I'm going to holding down the shift key. No more. I'm not holding down VO now, just shift key. And I'm going to hit this key.
Underscore.
And it did the underscore. Okay, now I'm going to.
Menu button.
VO to this menu button and VO spacebar on it.
Menu, 15 items. General, submenu, information, navigation, text, web, sub, find, submenu, tables, submenu, size and position, audio, submenu, braille, submenu, visuals, submenu, speech, submenu.
I'm going to go back to the speech menu.
Speech, submenu.
Right arrow to open the submenu.
Decrease rate. Decrease pitch. Decrease rate. Decrease volume.
That's what I want. Decrease volume. So I'm going to VO spacebar on this to select
closing
it.
Menu. Closing menu.
Actually, I could also have done just the enter key. That would have selected it. So now I've got
underscore. Decrease volume menu button.
Okay, decrease volume. Now I'm going to get out of this table.
Out of keyboard commander, add button.
I'm going to go back to add.
Edit text, blank.
Now on this time, I'm going to hold down the shift key and I'm going to hit the key immediately to the left of the delete key. And that should be a plus.
Plus.
But we heard it do plus. Now VO right arrow.
Menu button.
Okay, I'm back on that menu button.
Menu, 15 items. General, sub, information, navigate, text, web, find, tables, size, and audio, braille, submenu, visuals, speech, submenu.
Submenu, open
speech,
it.
Submenu, 8 items, decrease pitch.
Right arrow or VO right arrow. Now I'm going to down arrow to, I'm looking for increase volume.
Decrease rate. Decrease volume. Increase pitch. Increase rate. Increase volume.
There it is, increase volume.
Closing menu. Closing menu. Increase volume. Menu button.
All right, so... Now I'm going to close. Let's do. Let me close this now. We'll go play with that.
Finder, desktop.
Make sure it did it. I'm going to hold the right option key, and I need to hold the shift key because I get the key I assigned for this is uppercase, requires me to hold down the shift. So I'm going to tell me if you hear my voiceover.
50%, 55, 60%
And
volume.
it tells me how much I've increased it. I like that. So,
55%, 50%, 45% volume.
okay.
50% volume.
I don't know. Do you hear it getting louder?
50, 60, 60, 70,
Yes.
75%
Very
volume.
good.
70, 60, 60, 50, 50% volume. 45% volume. 50% volume.
All right. Is that loud enough for you guys? You hear that okay? 50.
That is great.
All right. Now let's look at another one. Open my voiceover utility.
Opening voiceover utility, voiceover utility, voiceover utility
CO.
window,
Do you
commanders.
have the T set already?
I do, and I'll tell you about that in one second.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Trackpad, numpad, tab, 2 of 4. Keyboard tab, 3 of 4. Selected, keyboard tab, 3 of 4. Quick nav, enable keyboard, both option keys. U, keyboard commander, table, no selection. Add button.
I'm going to go to add. What I want to add now is a way to increase or decrease my voiceover speech rate. Okay. And I don't have it real fast right now. Sometimes I speed it up, I slow it down. Depends on what I'm doing. If I'm reading an article, if I'm listening to voiceover, I'm doing things, I'm going stuff I do all the time, I may have it a lot faster. So, because I hear that all the time and I know what it's doing. But if I'm reading an article or reading an email, I might want to slow it down. And it sure is nice, like on some other screen readers, to just have a keyboard command that'll speed it up or slow it down instead of having to go into that voiceover speech attributes rotor. So I'm going to use what I had set before is number one and number two on the number row, kind of the other end of the number row from where I was increasing or decreasing my speech. So let's see, did we already hit the,
Keep add button.
I'm going to hit the add button.
Edit text,
Now
blank.
this one, I do not have to use my uppercase. I'm just going to simply hit a number one.
One. One.
Okay. Then I'm going to VO right arrow.
Increase volume, menu button.
Oh, what?
One. Increase volume, menu button.
Oh, I didn't delete it.
One. One.
Oh, I already had it. I thought I'd gotten rid of it.
Increase volume, menu one.
Apparently, I did not delete
Out
it.
of keyboard commander table.
Yeah, that's your
Add
volume, though.
button.
You're looking for
Keyboard commander
rate.
table, row 1 of 19. One.
Hold it.
Increase add button.
Held it.
Keyboard commander table, row 1. In keyboard commander, open application, zoom.us menu button, row 19 of 19. One. Row 1 of 19.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Well, I'm going to.
Increase volume menu button.
It is there.
One. Plus. One.
You're looking
Increase
for
volume
speech
menu
rate,
button.
though.
One. Increase volume menu
Yeah,
button.
it is.
One. Increase
Okay.
volume menu. Menu 15 items. General submenu.
How did it get to that? That threw me.
Information sub navigation text web sub find sub tables submenu size and position audio sub braille sub visuals sub speech submenu
Okay.
speech submenu 8 items decrease rate.
There you go. Decrease rate. That's what I want. I
Closing
wonder why it
menu.
was increasing volume. That threw me. Okay.
Plus. Decrease rate menu button.
Decrease.
One.
Okay. Now let's get out of here.
Out of keyboard command add button. Edit text, blank.
I'm going to hit two.
At.
Oh no, that was a shift.
At. Two.
Okay,
Two.
two.
Menu button, two.
Okay, good. So apparently the backspace works when you push a wrong key.
Menu button.
Now it says menu button. Now, why did the first time it said to increase? That's strange. Okay.
Menu, 15 items. General, sub information, navigation, text, web, find, tables, size and audio, sub braille, submenu, visuals, submenu, speech, submenu,
Here we go.
speech, submenu, 8 items, decrease pitch, decrease rate, decrease volume, increase pitch, increase rate.
Increase rate.
Closing menu, increase rate, menu button.
Okay. Let's go back and double
Two.
check. Two.
One. Decrease rate, menu button. One. Two. Increase rate, menu button. Two.
Now what happened to?
One. 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 Two.
Okay.
Plus. Increase
Plus.
volume, menu button.
Okay. Plus the increased
Plus.
volume.
Cap L. Link, run shortcut, lift cap L,
No.
cap S, underscore A,
There it is.
underscore. Decrease volume, menu button.
Okay, that's what we did. So let's
Out of
get out
keyboard
of
commander,
here.
table. Finder, desktop, transcend.
Okay, I'm going to hold down the right option key and I'm going to hit this number two.
50% rate, 55%, 60%, 65%, 70%, 75%, 80% rate.
Okay.
There you 75% go. Rate, 70% rate, 65% rate, 60% rate, 55% rate, 50% rate, 45% rate.
Where we started out. So now there's all kinds of other things you can do. So we've set one to increase and decrease my speech rate, increase and decrease my voiceover volume relative to the system volume. And I've set up one to mute and unmute my voiceover speech at the toggle, same key for that one. Now let's go back.
Opening voiceover utility, voiceover utility, voiceover utility window, utility categories, table, row 1 of 11, general, selected, has key, commanders. Track, numpad, tab, keyboard, tab, 3 of 4, selected, keyboard, quick nav, enable keyboards, both option keys, keyboard, commander, table, no selection.
Now, by default, you have one in here that says a T, and actually, it's a lowercase t, and it's running an Apple script, and it tells you date and time. But I didn't want it to say date and time. I wanted it to say just time. And not only did it say date and time, but it gave the time in AM, PM time. And I have my time set for 24-hour time. I've just always done that. Don't ask why. Just something I did, maybe.
Because you're weird.
I thought it was cute. Once upon a time, when all we did was, before there were these things called PCs, everything, I was in school and everything was on a mainframe, or I learned Unix before I learned DOS, and because that's what we used at work. And once upon a time, computers only told time in 24-hour time because they weren't smart enough to figure out AM, PM. So, and I just got used to time that way and filling out my timesheet that way. And I just started doing that when I got a Windows PC or everything. I could set my time for 24-hour time. I thought it made me kid myself into thinking I was real smart or something. I don't know. But anyway, so I just how I've always done it. But so it drove me crazy. Every time I would hit that option key and then the T, it would tell me the date and the time. Well, I don't need to know the date. I just want to know the time. So
add button, keyboard commander, table, no selection. In keyboard commander, table, row 1, 2, cap L, cap S, underscore, A, C, D, E, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, Tango. E. Speak the time, menu button.
Okay, so if I go in here.
Menu, 16 items.
Menu button.
Use default, run Apple's general, submenu. Information, submenu, general, use default, run Apple script, time of day, general, submenu. Use default, run Apple script, time of day.
Interesting. Use default. See, it wants to put it back. Interesting. I got rid of it, and I've never come back and looked at this. But there's the default, use Apple script, time of day. That script's still somewhere on the computer.
General, submenu.
It's under
information submenu.
It's under information.
Information submenu. 14 items. Describe item in mouse pointer. Describe item in voiceover. Describe item with keyboard. Describe mouse pointer location from top left. Describe mouse pointer location. Describe open app. Describe position of. Describe size of item. Describe window. Speak battery status. Speak the date. Speak the time.
There it is. I get
speak
it.
The date.
Speak the date.
Speak the time. Speak the time and date.
Speak the time and date, but I don't think that's the same as the Apple script. Let's see what that does.
Closing menu. Closing menu. Speak the.
Let's see what it does. If I do option key T.
1944, January 9th, 2024.
Okay. It still says my 24-hour time followed by the date, but let's go back to this.
Menu, 17 items. Unassigned, speak the time and date. Unassigned, speak the time and date.
Oh, unassigned. Interesting.
Use default, run Apple script, time
okay.
of day.
Now let's do that Zoom. One and see what it does. Window.
Closing menu, run Apple script, time of day, menu button.
Okay, I'm going to close this.
Finder, desktop, transcend volume.
Brad, you have a hand.
Okay, 1 second, and we'll get to the hand. Let me see.
Zoom.us. Zoom, finder, desktop,
okay,
transcend
let's
volume.
Hit this. I'm going to do option key.
January 9th, 7:45 p.m.
See, that's the script. So what I did was, let's go back.
Opening voiceover utility, voiceover utility, voiceover utility, window, utility category, commanders, track, numpad, tab, 2 of 4, keyboard tab, 3 of 4, selected, quick enable keyboard, both option keys, use, keyboard commander, table, no selection.
See if I can interact.
What in keyboard commander, table, row 1 of 20, T.
Okay, Tango. Good. I just hit the T and it went straight to it.
Run Apple Script script, time of day, menu button. Menu, 15 items, general, submenu. Information, submenu, information, describe, open application, describe position of item in voice, describe, speak battery status, speak the date, speak the time.
That's what I want.
Close mission control voiceover utility, closing menu, speak the time, menu button. Voiceover utility, voiceover.
Okay, speak the time. Now let's close this.
Finder, desktop, transcend volume. Now in Brad window, list view, table, no selection.
If you do the right key.
Zoom.us. Finder. Zoom.us. Finder. Finder. Brad window. List view. Table. No selection. Transcend volume.
Okay, let's try this again. Option key T.
1946.
And there I get just my time. I don't know. Well, anyway, okay. You said you had a hand. Let's take a hand and
Chanel.
Chanel,
go ahead, please.
Yes.
Chanel. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, yep, you can, I mean, you figured it out, but I think they just added this in Sonoma because I used to modify that Apple script. So it would only give me the time. I would, you know, change that Apple script. But then every
was
time
it not there before?
No.
Okay. I wondered about that because I knew you had modified the script.
Yeah. But now I don't have to do that. And I love military or 24 hour time. And, I didn't realize, I should have realized, but one thing you were going, I didn't realize you could use a keyboard commander for to run a shortcut. So I just set that up and that is the greatest thing too. So,
well, and the thing about that is there's I can show us all time.
Yeah, what kind of shortcuts are you guys using?
Well, Darcy made one for those of us who are, well, there's all kinds of shortcuts, but the one I have set up, Darcy made a shortcut for those of us who, host on ACB Community. And he's got two of them. One tells you your whole schedule for the week. And another one tells you what your schedules are for the day.
And I have another one for opening rooms.
Yes. So. And you have yet another one. Correct. Yeah. It tells you your assignments. So I can do, like, if I do option key and I'm going to do uppercase L, and it'll tell me what mine is for today. So let's listen. It's running.
Application, list my community events for today, /user/Brad/library/containers. Text, you are involved with 3 events today. Unmute presence at 1:00 p.m. Eastern. The Zoom account is in /8. The facilitator is Michael Babcock and Marty Soto. The host is Sheil Young. You are the broadcaster. You are the moderator. You are the streamer. It is being streamed on ACB Media 5. Helpful hints on using homophones at 3:00 p.m. Eastern. The Zoom account is COM3. The facilitator is Mary Haupt. The opener is Diane Scalzi. The host is Diane Scalzi. You are the streamer. It is being streamed on ACB Media 5. Mac Bites with Brad Schneider at 8:00 p.m. Eastern. The Zoom account is in /8. You are the facilitator. The host is Marcy Duty.
There you go.
Cool.
And then I go here to
done button. Finder.
Plus, it also takes all that information and copies it to my clipboard. So when I run the one for the whole week, it tells me everything I'm doing this week. And then I go and put it in a text edit document. And then I'm able to use that to just go down the list and I add these things to my Apple calendar so that I could set an alert and it reminds me 30 minutes before the event and in case I lose track of what I'm doing. And so it's very, very useful. But I used to have to, I didn't know about keyboard commander that I could do that. I would go to shortcuts, open the shortcuts app, and then find the shortcut and execute it from in there. Or I'd ask Siri to do it. One or the other. I would do Siri on my phone. At first, I didn't realize that when you add them to your phone, the shortcuts app communicates between your phone and a Mac through iCloud. So what you add to shortcuts on your phone also shows up on your Mac. Doesn't mean that the shortcut will work on your Mac. It depends on the shortcut. But most do. The one that Darcy wrote does. So it goes out to the web, finds that Google Sheet, and reads that information off the sheet. And so I don't even have Google Sheets open on this Mac. So it's pretty neat.
Cool.
You can run an Apple script. I have a friend of mine wrote one. Let me see. I'll have to open my email.
We have 10 minutes till the top of the hour.
Okay.
Just FYI.
That's fine. Good to know. Thank you. I'm going to do left option key and M.
Email. All
open
inboxes.
My email. Now, I don't even have to.
1,220.
This friend of mine wrote this. She's like much smarter than I am.
Replied. Walden Hughes. For Brad, can we find a time? Unread. LinkedIn. Speech bubble. Usable. Unread. Sugar. JFW. Unread. David Goldfield. Tech V. Unread.
Trying to Jane find Carlin, one that I know.
Unread. Herbie Allen. Re. New contact. 1850. Unread. LinkedIn expert answers. Electric light bulb. How can.
Let's just do this one. If I do this, I believe it's R. So if I do option key and the letter R, it will tell me the recipients. Now, this one will probably just say me, but if I had people in, oh, I know one. Hang on. What did I have? I had.
It's column one, row 107, LarryGassman1@gmail.com, 2023 Christmas newsletter, 12 slash.
No, that's not it. I have one from.
Unread, LinkedIn.
I can't find it. I have one from our Tech Talk planning committee, and I know that one has got like probably 8 or 9 people.
Wouldn't Larry Gassman's Christmas newsletter have a bunch?
Yeah, that's a good point. No, because he BCC'd everybody. But the 1 to 10. Oh, let's go over here. Hang on. Well, then I don't want to give everybody's email out on the recording. But I'm just going to go to one. And if I do, what is this one?
Unread. LinkedIn. Speech bubble. Usable.
Okay, I'm going to hit option key R.
One recipient, WBSJR at SWBELL.net.
Okay, one recipient. Now, even if I have the email open, just it went to the, and if I had it open, let's see.
Your highlights, usable net, 15.
Okay, it is still, the email is open and it is in focus. But behind it is the window that's got the inbox. And there's an item in it highlighted.
One recipient, WBSJR at SWBELL.net.
It still goes and reads that window.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell who is in there. How useful is that? I don't know, but.
Now in all inboxes, scroll area, finder, desktop, transcend, void.
She figured out how to write a script that tells you that. So I can call up a script. I can call up a shortcut. There's all kinds of things you can do with keyboard commanders. And what I was really trying to do in this demo was show you there are some things in VoiceOver that aren't so easily gotten to with just a key. They don't have a keyboard command. There's a way to do them, but things I do all the time. And you could see in that list, there were tons of stuff in there. And so you can go through, and if there's something that you do all the time that you would like a keyboard commander for, now you know how to create it.
Can I add a comment?
Yes, please.
Having done a couple of these myself, not to the extent that you just showed, Brad, but my advice, if anybody wants to go in there, once you get into the VoiceOver utilities, get used to just playing in there, because that's how you find all of those different like little goodies, little actions that you can assign. And a lot of them are already assigned a letter or a key. And just sometimes all you have to do is interact in a table, and that's the difficult thing. And then when you want to add one to make it active, then as Brad went down to find the add button, it's at the very bottom of the screen. So I do like a VO end on my keyboard, and it takes me to the very, very bottom. Mm-hmm. And then I just do a VO left arrow twice, and it gets me to the add button, and then you're right in the menu.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility.
Here, we'll
VoiceOver utility.
Just
window.
Like I
utility
was in here, and
table.
And I'm able
11.
To use
general.
First letter
selected
navigation.
Commanders.
Okay, and then I'm going to.
Trackpad, numpad tab, 2 of 4. Keyboard tab, quick nav tab, keyboard tab, selected, keyboard tab, 3.
And I'm going to go.
Help button.
Yeah, right.
I did VO, and I held down the FN key because I'm not using an extended keyboard. FN makes the right arrow end. And now I go backwards.
Remove button. Add button.
And there it is. Two
just
spots
go to the
backwards.
Left
Correct.
Twice. Yep.
Yep.
So, Brad.
And, you know, I even made a keyboard. Go ahead. Was that a question?
Yeah, I'll wait till you're done. Go ahead. Finish.
I was going to say, I even made a keyboard commander for something that has a keyboard command. Because on my MacBook Pro, I only have a command control option on one side of the keyboard. And I don't want to have to reach across to do VOQ, beginning in Sonoma. Turning on quick key navigation is not part of quick nav. Well, you get to it in quick nav to turn it on or off, but it is separate. Used to be you would go, let's go up here to
search voice utility trackpad numpad tab keyboard selected tab 3 of 4 numpad tab keep quick nav tab selected quick nav enable arrow key quick nav uncheck checkbox
enable arrow key quick nav. Okay, it used to be you quick you'd turn this on.
Checked. Enable arrow key quick nav checkbox. Enable single key quick nav unchecked checkbox. Enable arrow key quick nav unchecked. Enable single key quick nav unchecked checkbox.
Enable single key. That's when you're on the web or something. You just use H to go by heading, L to go by. You don't have to hold down other keys. Okay, and it used to be prior to Sonoma that you had to turn on quick nav with your right and left arrow key to enable quick nav in order to use quick key navigation. Even if you had it, the checkbox checked to turn it on, you had to have quick nav on. Well, like it or not, they took it out and it is now separate. I do not have to turn on quick navigation with my arrow keys in order to use quick key navigation. The keyboard command for quick key navigation, as always, this existed before, is VOQ.
Enable arrow key quick nav unchecked checkbox.
I'm going to show you what I did.
Quick enable arrow key quick nav unchecked. Enable single key quick nav unchecked checkbox. Okay, enable arrow off. Key quick nav unchecked checkbox.
Okay, good, they're off.
Quick nav keyboard tab 3 of 4 selected keyboard tab.
Here's what
three
I did.
Four. Help button remove but add button. Keyboard commander table in keyboard commander open application zoom z. Zulu.
No, that's not what I want. Let's go here. Oh, it's got to be above it.
Plus, row 1 of 20. Q, ooh. Quebec.
I'm at Q.
Toggle single key quick nav on or off menu button.
Toggle single key quick nav on or off. That way, I don't have to do VO with my left hand, which requires me to reach across then with my right hand to the Q. I can simply hold down the right option key and reach up with my left hand and hit the Q.
Single key quick nav on, single key quick nav off.
And I just, you know, to me it's more efficient. It's more efficient than having to reach across.
Oh, yeah.
On my desktop Mac with a full size keyboard, I can do VO on either side, but I can't do VO with my right hand on the MacBook Pro keyboard. So I
you
just
don't get carpal tunnel trying to do it.
I don't get brain crisscross either.
Right.
So,
so
I'm
Brad,
able to just do it. Yes, sir.
Desktop.
So
transcend.
You know, you created some of these shortcut keys. If you do the VOK, the help menu, and you try to go through those keyboards, will it tell you that you assigned those commands?
No, they're not, because those are a list of voiceover, native voiceover commands within voiceover. It will tell you that VOQ is quick key navigation, but it will not tell you that that they're, because they're not voice, there's, it's not a native voiceover command. That's what's in that command list.
So if you hit option T, it won't tell you time shortcut or anything?
No, it will not. Just look.
Commands help menu, 14 items.
I do option T.
296 items. Actions control option command space.
It just did T control. What did it say?
It's a command space.
Yeah, just I did option T.
18 items. Find next button.
Nope. Find next.
Find next button.
It says find next button. So that's not it. I'm doing option T.
Find next button.
Let's see, because T is probably.
Find next button.
I guess that's find next. It just says find next. I don't know what.
And you got keyboard help on?
No. I opened VO. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I opened
VO. Yeah, sure. Was asking if you did
transcend.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's look at that.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys. Option T. Tango. Speak the time. Speak
yeah.
the time.
Yes.
You are correct. It does.
That's great.
I was thinking the command list. It would. It did not change the command list. So let's see if I do.
Option Q. Quebec. Toggle single key quest, notification center, window, scroll area.
Interesting. It,
well, it did say quick single key.
Oh, you know why? Because it turned it on.
Single key quick nav on. Single key quick nav off. Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover control.
Let's listen to option Q.
Option Q. Quebec. Toggle single key quick nav on or off. Turn single key quick nav on or off.
Toggle.
Now, that time
key.
It didn't do it, but something kicked me out before. Okay, that's good to know.
That, yeah, it's good that it can do that, because I was just trying to figure out, you know, what's a good way to remember this.
No, I was thinking when you would do VOH.
Voiceover help, commands help menu, 14 items.
And you would go into the commands help menu. That's what I thought you meant.
Can I add
one? I didn't know
point?
That it would show. I didn't know it would show area. Up either.
On a similar note, I use numpad commander, which makes shortcut keys out of all of your numpad keys, including all those odd ones, like there's a period and an insert and a clear.
Right.
And when I turn on keyboard help, like you just did, if I hit those keys, it does tell me their shortcut function, which is very easy.
If you have.
Because I don't remember those keys.
Zoom out. You guys new window.
If you Chanel's go and double question. Check it, you have to have numpad commander enabled.
Yes, you do, which I do.
Or else if you hit a key, it's just going to tell you that it's a 5 or a 4.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Chanel has
with...
a hand up again.
Okay, go ahead, Chanel.
Yeah, the numpad commander is truly amazing because I have my, like you said, those odd keys. Like I have my period set to the double, the magic tap, because I don't do well using a trackpad. I have some combination set to route my mouse to my voiceover cursor. And yeah, sometimes I forget the commands that I've set. So I'll turn on keyboard commander and go look at them. And it's really awesome. And I mean, I operate my Mac now pretty much wherever I can from my numpad.
And to interact, all you have to do is press one key.
Zoom.us.
I know, and that's a lot. I'm dock to top button. A much US happier Mac user now that I finally quit being stubborn a year and a half ago and started using the numpad.
Got rid of your purebred instincts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've used numpad commander almost all the entire time since I started. Saves a million...
Usually when I teach it, I go through keyboard commander and then I will introduce numpad commander. And by teaching keyboard commander, you set up each key the same way.
And
it's that same that when I open that menu with that list of options, it's which has got like, I haven't even counted how many. There's got to be several hundred things in there, at least two or three. Because like one menu alone, I think had 87 items.
There's a lot. Yep.
It's the same list of stuff. So,
well, you know, Brad,
I wish
Brian,
I had time to cover all that in my basic class, but you know,
I've got a demo,
so.
Chanel, if you want to listen to it, I can send you my demo that I'm almost done with. It's about a 5.
Over on the New York Public Library, I have a basic Mac with VoiceOver class, and then I recently, for the first time, did what I called a Pro Tips class. So,
ooh. You know, Brian Fischler did a demo of the numpad commander.
Yes, he
on
did.
Your,
he did it in
on
here
your
for
bits
us,
thing back in October or something like a year or so ago.
Yeah,
And it was a elaborate. You can really get fancy with the keyboard commander, but I keep it.
He's
very
a big
simple.
Keyboard commander. That's why. Yep.
Yeah.
And I was never. I knew about keyboard commander, numpad command. I would teach them and just, you know, show people what they are in the intro class. And I didn't really get into it. And then it wasn't until I did the pro tips that I started looking at more stuff I could do with it. And I said, why aren't I using this? This is,
I think they scare people off.
Well, yeah. If you get too much, that's why, like I said, like Chanel said, you don't have time to get to it in a basic class. But
right.
And even if you did, it'd make their head spin. So I just showed
them.
Yeah,
it's just a high level overview. But I do actually, because I did a numpad commander demo actually for Herbie's call on ACB Community. So I there's that too that I've done.
I just showed how to, here you can set this to open an app. You know, I added pages, I added text edit. I showed here by default is Safari and Mail. That's neat. Here you can tell the time. Then I started looking at it. I knew you had modified that script, but I did the Pro Tips class for the first time in the fall. And that was since I had upgraded to Sonoma, and I had wondered if that had been there all along. I don't know, but
well, you know, and I read an article about, you know, and this is, I'm kind of talking about people who are sighted who use the mouse versus just using the keyboard, and it said that they waste about 60 hours a year by just using the mouse. If they not used the mouse, they would have saved 60 hours just using the keyboard. Yeah,
I heard that too.
When I was at the Lighthouse here in Dallas, we would have an open house. And one of the things we would show people was how much more efficient a blind or vision impaired person using a screen reader, of course, everything was Windows, using a screen reader, mostly, you know, JAWS is what we're showing, how much more efficient you could be. And we had just a common task going through email, reply, you know, you'd be surprised how many people have no clue, control R will reply. I mean, and that people were just shocked at that, you know, and we just showed a demo to, you know, people that would come by and see, and they had no, first of all, they have no idea a blind person could use a computer. You'd be like, where have you been? But that we could be more, you know, in some cases, not only as efficient, but more efficient than a sighted user using a mouse. So, you know, it's amazing.
Chanel's not to us, question.
We do it every day.
Yeah,
I was just trying to think about that time thing. I'm sorry. And I think it was in the version before Sonoma, but it wasn't.
That would make sense. Ventura.
I think I was using it last year, but it wasn't in. I lose track, honestly, of which versions do what, and even the name of the previous version. But it wasn't the one before things, Sonoma.
And you know what? That would be true, because after I did it on my MacBook Pro, I exported my keyboard commander keys and then imported them into VoiceOver on my Mac Studio that was still at the time running Ventura. And it did work over there, now that you mentioned it. I'd forgotten about that. So, yeah, but Ventura's when they made they probably added a bunch of stuff. Ventura was a big change. Redid system settings, became settings instead of preferences, and lots of other little things in there. Anyway,
do we want to ask that was my demo. Questions?
Do we have any more hands, Marcy? Or?
We are currently clear.
All right. Well, we are already after the top of the hour. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us.
I enjoyed this presentation. This is cool.
As always, my live demo always has a hiccup in it, but that's what makes them fun.
Yeah, but still, that's so cool what you can do with Keyboard Commander. There's so many things.
Yes, it's you know, that's so cool what you can do with a Mac. You know, it's pretty neat. So, you, Marcy, and Herbie have your new Macs for Christmas. I know your guys are going to continue to enjoy them, and everyone else who's been here tonight, I hope you got something out of this. And don't know what we'll cover next month. We'll figure that out. Sometimes I plan ahead. Sometimes I plan ahead and then something comes up and, oh, we're going to do that instead. So anyway, I hope you'll come back. Let's see. Today is the 9th. It'll be the 13th. Yes, that's correct. The 13th. All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Thank you, Sheree. Thank you, Pete, for helping me out.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Marcy, for being our Zoom host. Thank you, Chanel, Marcy, everybody
Absolutely.
That helped us out with questions. And if you'll go ahead and take us out, Marcy.
All righty.